Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, because idols are made by human hands, they are not God, nor true living gods. Acts 19:26 says, "Moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they are not gods which are made with hands." Rather than being gods, the things we worship wrongfully really bring no value to our lives. They are unreal, not true. They have no life. The fact that man-made images or things we can purchase or activities in life can all be destroyed indicates that they are not gods. Idols are totally useless. Psalm 115 verses 4 to 7 says, "They have mouths that don't speak, eyes that don't see, ears that don't hear, noses that don't smell, hands that don't handle, feet that don't walk." We leave our idols and go to work. Our idols are in the same place when we return home. Our idols are parked in the parking lot while we go into the mall to visit with some other idols. And our idols are still in the same parking space when we finish our business in the mall. Beloved, idols have to be fastened with nails and hammers so they won't fall over. They have to be carried because they can't move on their own. They cannot do evil or good. They cannot cause it to rain to cool the earth. They did not create this universe out of nothing. They have no life in them. Jeremiah 10, verse 11 and verses 14 to 15 says, "Thus you shall say to them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by an image, for his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are futile, a work of errors. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish." Because man-made gods are totally lifeless objects incapable of doing anything, they are not what their makers and worshipers claim them to be, namely, true and living gods. They are falsehoods, contrary to reality. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. "What profit is the image that its maker should carve it? The molded image, a teacher of lies, that the maker of its mold should trust in it, to make mute idols. Woe to him who says to wood, awake, to silent stone, arise. It shall teach. Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, yet in it there is no breath at all." This has been Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church of Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.